Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The unbelievable discovery by Doge laid out on that stage in Wisconsin yesterday, where Elon Musk was doing the rally, gave away $2 million, $1 million a piece checks for people showing up. He's trying to win the judicial races in Wisconsin, basically specifically a judicial seat, to keep the Democrats from redrawing the congressional seats and basically handing themselves some seats. It's a long story, but anyway, he's in Wisconsin. 5.5 million Social Security numbers, almost 6 million Social Security numbers, illegally assigned by Biden that they found so far, they're still looking, to illegal immigrants so they could collect welfare, live off the taxpayer, and yes, even vote. They were found, some of them, to have voted. Here's Antonio Gracias. He's a member of the Doge team discovering the horror they found when they started digging in Social Security. Folks, what have the Democrats screamed the most about, lied the most about? Social Security. He's stealing your grandmama's check. You got to get him out of there. Can't look. Here's why. This is what they didn't want him to find.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why. Right. And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote. And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already.
Now, folks, that's just a sample. It's just like a small representative sample. They said they think the numbers are much, much higher in terms of how many illegals voted. I think they're also higher in terms of how many illegals were illegally given Social Security numbers by the Biden administration. How did they do it? Listen to this. So they show up at the border, right? And they're entitled, unfortunately, we need to change the law, but Republicans won't get off their butts. They're entitled to an immigration hearing where they are presumed to be qualified for asylum. Now, 96% of them will not ultimately qualify. They'll be tossed from the country. But it's a 6-year waiting list. And during that period, you're assumed to be an asylee and given a work permit under Joe Biden, not under the law. You're still an illegal immigrant. Under Trump, you're an illegal immigrant again. They were given a work permit, but then Social Security turned around and mailed them their own SSN, their own Social Security number, with no ID. But is that legal? No, it's not. And then they turned around and used to get on welfare. Folks, have I not been saying since this summer when that survey came out from Center for Immigration Studies, where 52% of illegal immigrant adults confess to they're not working. And I said, how are they not working, but they're living here? Now you know.
They could charge you with a misdemeanor or a felony under 1325, or they can make it an administrative offense, like a parking ticket, basically. They were told to do that, make it an administrative offense under the last administration. And then you could walk across the border, they do what's called a release on your own recognizance, and they give you an NTA, a notice to appear, which to appear to judge. The wait times on judges are like average 6 years. Look at Grok, you'll see it on immigration judges. There's only 700 of them. This is 5.5 million people, okay? So what happens then? Once you're in the country and you got asylum through one of these pathways, and we map the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765, it's the work form. You get this form called the 766, that's the authorization, and then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, no ID.
5.5 million. 1.3 million turnaround, get free Medicaid. Hey, when was the last time your health care was free? Your health care free? No? Well, you're not an illegal immigrant. And they're voting. How many are voting? They don't even know because they just took a sample to see if anybody was voting. People in the sample were voting. Again, as they said, hey, we turned them over to the Department of Homeland Security for prosecution, but we're not done yet. We don't know. Hundreds of thousands, millions voting. Folks, are you surprised? Anyway, Doge, that was the Doge bombshell from this weekend. By the way, all of that illegal by the Biden administration. Folks, again, this is why Democrats are burning down Tesla dealerships. They were terrified they'd find this, and they have. Wouldn't it be nice, even just for a little while, to live like a king? Wouldn't you love to live like a king, like royalty? Princess Kate. Well, kids graduating from high school now, you know how they're asked all the time, what are you going to do with your life? They're like, doctor, loyal. No. Federal employee. So much better. Daily Wire, in-depth reporting on the Federal Mediation and Conciliatory Service. No, Conciliation Service. It's a federal agency. FMCS, attacked brutally by Doge, so unfair, and shut down. What was going on there? Nobody really knows, because oversight over that agency had long since ceased many years ago, and there's really nobody doing it. It just got funded every year while they lived like kings. Folks, this is going to blow your mind. From the Daily Wire. Supposedly, this federal agency mediates between businesses and unions. Supposedly. With a workforce of 230 people, of which 60 actually showed up to work in a massive D.C. building. 9 stories on a prestigious and beautiful K Street. There was so much money in the budget, so little to do with it. FMCS official George Cohen ordered champagne, $200 coasters, and his wife's oil paintings of all major agency employees. They would have their likeness painted by his wife, who would then be paid thousands of dollars. The paintings were of agency employees, like they were reigning kings or something, one employee put it. At $2,402 spent just for retouching one of the oil paintings, not the actual painting itself. Those would run into tens of thousands of dollars. Again, these are just management level employees. The agency has long operated with no oversight. Occupied a 9-story office tower in DC's K Street for only 60 employees, many of whom actually work from home. With so much space, what to do with it? They renovated it into luxury suites, complete with showers and full bathrooms. One manager would often be in the shower when she was needed, while another used her bathroom as a cigarette lounge. The federal agency FMCS recorded its director, Scott Breckenbrough, as being on a years-long business trip to D.C. so he could have all his meals and living expenses covered by taxpayers simply for showing up to the office.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One employee interviewed by the Daily Caller said, quote, let me give you the honest truth. A lot of MS employees don't do a hell of a lot, including myself, one employee confessed to Rosiak. Personally, the reason I've stayed is that I just don't feel like working that hard. Plus, the location on K Street's great. Plus, we all have these oversized offices with windows. Plus, management doesn't seem to care if we stay out for lunch for a long time. Can you blame me? FMCS employees unblocked their government credit cards to turn off typical abuse protections, then use them to fund personal expenses or simply bill anything they'd like to government. Folks, these people really live like royalty. One employee leased a BMW. Another IT director, James Donnan, billed the government for his wife's cell phone, cable TV at both his home and his vacation home, and even his subscription to USA Today. Employee Dan Funkhauser used his FMCS credit card to rent a storage unit, spent $18,000 at a jewelry store near his house, and destroyed all purchase card records upon leaving the agency. Oh, I bet he did. When they'd leave the agency, they'd turn around and get gigs as contractors, like Charles Burton, who ran a call service center for FMCS. Even though no telephone lines were reported to be in his name, he collected $85,000 a year for that gig. Folks, these are just, how many of these are in government that DOGE hasn't even found yet? Again, lived like royalty. Well, what will royalty do? Well, they travel. They travel. Which is why FMCS opened a sister office in Honolulu so they could visit it. That's in Hawaii. Nice, right? How do I get a deal for like this? The agency paid for a grammar refresher course, had an office in Honolulu, Hawaii, and flew employees to many locations around the world for no apparent reason. Allison Beck flew to Italy, Switzerland, and Tunisia. I've always wanted to go to Italy and Switzerland. I had no idea if I became a federal employee. I could. She charged the agency for a trip to her own vacation home. By the way, a lot of these employees were so well paid, they had second homes, like vacation homes and stuff all over the world. The agency claims to be unbiased, but hired numerous foreign union employees and gave grants to increase union membership. Ah, there's the Democrat Party connection. The waste was egregious and unending. One purchase was for $30,000 for trinkets marking employees' anniversaries. The agency's office was absurdly oversized, but it refused to move. It hired a consultant for a hallway improvement project to decorate the hallways. It had an in-house gym for employees, purchased a $1,000 TV for the gym, a $3,867 ice maker, and a $560 stereo. Applicants for grants simply had to have some sort of vague union pretext to obtain taxpayer money. Nobody really checked. $57,000 to a company to, quote, strengthen the culture of continuous improvement to drive us to world-class excellence. $51,000 to a child care company to help it pay government licensing fees. Anyway, the good news is, oh, and trainers were paid $1,500 per day per employee to provide services to the agency, along with an extra 163 hourly for travel. Thank God Trump and Doe shut FMCS down. Well, at least till some liberal judge finds out about it. Folks, how many of these runaway agencies? Again, the headline on this is the Doge agency where employees lived like kings. There's others, I bet. There's over 400 federal agencies. I bet there's others just like this. Here's my question. Look, I expect this from Democrats. But again, Kev and Mike the Knife and Mitch McConnell in the Senate, Republicans who've been running this shebang for 2 years, How does this happen under Republicans? I get how it happens under Democrats. You don't have to explain that to me. But how does this happen under Republicans? This is an abyss. Anyway, my favorite part of that whole thing is how they look at this federal agency opens a sister agency in Honolulu so they can all travel to Hawaii on the taxpayer dime. That's genius. And when you don't work, you can just sit around and make stuff like this up. By the way, wait till you hear this. Six unbelievably scammy federal realities Doge revealed on TV this weekend. This is why they're trying to kill Elon. My dad, they're for real trying to kill him. Because, I mean, if your lifestyle got interrupted like this, you might want to kill him too. Or at least, you know, firebomb a GOP headquarters or something. So Tesla dealership protests all over the country this weekend, outraged that Doge would interrupt the Democrat lifestyle, which we're learning more and more and more of it is funded. Folks, we're going to learn things that blow our minds. We're just in the beginning of this, and that was pretty clear over the weekend. Go back to the first thing Doge found and that they're still working on, and you'll see why there were protests all over the place, including right up the road in Charlotte. Angry liberals told to descend on Tesla dealerships. They don't know why they're mad. They just know they are. Elon Musk is stealing their grandmama's Social Security check somehow or something. I heard it on TV, so it must be true. Want to know why Democrats have whipped their sheeple into such a frenzy that they are protesting at Tesla dealerships? Well, part of it is the 5.5 million Social Security numbers that Doge just found that were given illegally to illegal immigrants. Many of whom they're now finding illegally signed up for welfare programs, including 1.3 million. This is just breaking this weekend. 1.3 million signed up for Medicaid. That they've found so far, they're still looking. Almost all of the 5.5 million are on some kind of welfare program. That's all illegal. But the horrible part, the true horror, they did a small sample just for kicks to see if they're voting. They're voting. They said they're going to have to get back to you on the numbers on that because that was from a small sample. They found people voting. They're not even here legally. They said those names have been referred to the Department of Homeland Security for prosecution. They're going to have to go back and see how many of the almost 6 million voted. And they say there may be more than six. They're still looking. This is why Democrats are blowing everything up. They're trying to intimidate Musk so he won't continue investigating what are turning out to be their crimes. Folks, go back to the beginning and you'll see the raw, the big number here. We still don't have an answer on this. The first thing Doge found, remember? That government had sent $4.7 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars in untrust, untraceable payments to who knows? They still don't know.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.